Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I want to say good morning to Poppy Cross. Good morning, Poppy.
Hi there, Ryan. Good morning.
It's lovely to talk to you. You're a journalist and blogger, and you wrote a piece for the Daily Mail that we were intrigued by because you decided to do what?
I decided to do something a bit ridiculous.
Yes.
I did a 4-month Victoria's Secret training and diet plan. So I worked with one of the Victoria's Secret model trainers, and he took care of the fitness side of things. And then I worked with one of the nutritionists, Dr. Charles Parser, who's based in New York.
Okay.
And he took me through all the different kind of food, the diet plan I needed to do for it.
But the Victoria's Secret's model diet, was it like a hunger strike?
Well, actually, it started off, it was, you know, pretty doable. There was 2 stages of it. Obviously, you know, you've got to be careful. You can't go crazy. You've got to watch what you eat. It's very low carb and it's, you know, high in protein and kind of moderate fat, basically. But by the end, it kind of changed and it was really restrictive. I was just on meat, cheese, fat, you know, eggs. I could eat spinach, but no other vegetables, no other carbs. So, yeah, very restrictive and obviously no alcohol.
Well, oh, God, help us. let's talk about some of your vital statistics without being inappropriate. You're 29 years old.
Yeah.
Your height?
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay, and your dress size?
I'm a size 8.
A size 8. So you're naturally slim person, obviously. And what would your waist have been then?
What's that, sorry?
Your waist in inches?
My waist got down to about 25 inches.
Okay. So if you could give us an idea then on a typical day of your diet. So you wake up, what's happening for breakfast, lunch and dinner then, according to the Victoria's Secret model world?
So I would wake up and then I was allowed to have some black coffee, but other than that, and kind of like a vitamin mix, I would not have breakfast. I would just go straight into the training. So I'd do about an hour and a half workout, and then I would get back, have some protein, so either a protein shake or a small protein snack, and then at lunchtime I would have about 140 grams of protein. So it would be like a chicken breast with, say, some oil and maybe a bit of spinach. And then later on I'd have another protein snack. And then for dinner it would be kind of like lean meat again with maybe a tiny bit of cheese or something like that.
You've just explained why they have they're the size they are, but on a practical level, Poppy, you know, you talk about hanger and hanger management because you must have been pretty narky or temperamental, were you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You have to ask my boyfriend.
Yeah,
I think I definitely noticed my energy levels went down a lot. You know, I felt quite exhausted a lot of the time. And the fact that the training is just relentless and the diet. I also had to eat dinner by 6 p.m. every night. So kind of my social life went a little bit out of the window. But in terms of kind of like the hanger thing, I was actually on this supplement called serotonin. And it's kind of like a supplement to support a calm, positive mood by just increasing your serotonin. So that's just basically what makes you kind of like feel good. So I had that, but I mean, if I felt really, really hungry on certain days, I'd have like a little bit more protein. But I guess the feeling was just, you know, tiredness and fatigue. I think that's what kind of got me the worst.
I can imagine. But you also had this pre-show diet, which involved no food or liquids for 8 hours, which can't be healthy dehydration-wise in other stores.
No. Yeah, it's definitely not healthy, and I found it really hard. So I actually practiced this method, and, you know, Adriana Lima, one of the Victoria's Secret models, has admitted to using it. So I practiced it midway through the program. Absolutely hated it. I felt really, really awful. I felt cold. I couldn't concentrate. I had a headache. You know, it was just horrible. So for the actual shoot, the end of my program, I didn't do it. I really think it's just crazy. I mean, these models are the most beautiful women supposedly in the world, and the fact that they do resort to these kind of extreme methods, to me, it just seems completely crazy.
It must lead to quite a joyless existence in life.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Each model has a different training regime, and they don't do it throughout the year. They just kind of do it in the run-up to the Victoria's Secret show. So some of the models, you know, have had kids and stuff like that. So I'm hoping, you know, they're probably a bit more balanced throughout the year. But they always have to watch what they eat. If they're not the right shape, then they don't have the job. But in terms of kind of like dedicating so much of your time to fitness, then I suppose you could look at it. It's a healthier existence than sitting at a desk for 12 hours every day. But you've just got to make sure that your health is a priority, you know.
You were a size 8. You went down to what at your lowest weight or lowest dress size?
Well, I think I actually kept in my sports kit throughout the duration of the thing. But, you know, my waist definitely shrunk a bit, and I noticed my clothes were baggier on me, so I probably went down dress size. But
to what, 4,
everything.
6?
Yeah, I went down to about a UK 6, I think. But in terms of weight, I actually put on a little bit of weight. I lost fat, so my fat went down from 22 to 17%. But my weight increased only slightly, but that was just because of the lean muscle that I put on.
How did you keep a boyfriend with a regime like that?
I don't know. Ask him.
Patience, probably.
He didn't mind the results, but
yeah, indeed.
But he was just very incredibly supportive. I guess lucky he put up with me.
Well, indeed, and it's a lot of work, isn't it? It's very time consuming and emotionally probably quite hectic to get.
Definitely.
To get.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, it's a hugely time consuming. I think that was really important for me to put across to girls, because I think a lot of girls may look at these models and think, God, I really want to look like this. You know, why I'm going to the gym, I'm eating well. Why don't I look like them? But actually, these girls are kind of spending day in, day out training with the top fitness experts in the world and the nutritionists in the world, you know. And it's not kind of like something they do just like casually 3 days a week. It's like every single day.
If you were to put a price on it, Poppy, if financially for the year, what figure? I know I've got a tot up here. So do you want to tell me what? Can you remember?
So the cost of everything that I did kind of was about £16,000, just under £16,000.
Pounds sterling.
That was the personal trainer, that was the nutritionist supplements, massages to make sure that my muscles, you know, were eased and all that, spray tan, makeup artists, facials, hair, manicure, pedicure, waxing, all of that kind of stuff.
Dolly Parton said it costs a lot of money to look this good.
Oh my goodness,
look this cheap. Sorry, she said cheap, but I was kind of paraphrasing. Yeah, sorry. It's an expensive habit.
It is a very expensive habit, yeah. I mean, and it's just extreme measures. I mean, obviously, you can look good without all of that. For these girls, this is what it takes.
What did you learn from the exercise ultimately, Poppy?
It was just very revealing about the fact that for these, you know, what these girls have to do to look good. I think that it's definitely not realistic for most people in the world, and I don't think it should be. I think that, you know, as long as you leave an active and balanced lifestyle, then that's like sufficient. to kind of have a buddy Victoria's Secret Angel is not realistic.
I can almost imagine how delicious that first packet of crisps felt when you said that's the end of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything, life now is a lot more relaxed.
Yeah.
And way less restrictive. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
It's good to talk to you, Poppy. Thank you for your time this morning.
Great to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Take care for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.